another like you. There couldn't be. Oh, by the way, what's your name?
Eve Harrington.
Margot was in her dressing room. Lloyd, my husband, was with her, and of course, Bertie, Margot's maid.
Good morning, Sharon. Margot's just been interviewed by a lady reporter from the South.
And the minute it gets printed, they're going to fire on Gettysburg all over again.
It was Fort Sumter they fired on. Bertie, where's my cold cream? Lloyd, honey, be a playwright with guts. Write me a play about a nice, normal woman who just shoots her husband.
I find these wisecracks increasingly less funny, Margot. Aged in Wood happens to be a fine and distinguished play.
That's my loyal little woman.
Oh, relax, kid. It's just me and my big mouth.
Well, it's just that you get me so mad sometimes. Of all the women in the world with nothing to complain about...
Ain't it the truth?
Yes, it is. You're talented, famous, wealthy. People waiting around night after night just to see you, even in the rain.
Autograph fiends, little beasts.
They're your fans, your audience.
They're nobody's audience. They never see a play or a movie, even. They're never indoors long enough.
Well, there's one indoors right now. I brought her back to see you.
You've what?
She's just outside the door.
Bertie.
Yeah?
The heave-ho.
Now, you can't put her out, Margot. She worships you. You must have spotted her by now. She's always there.
Oh, I know. The mousy one with the trench coat and the funny hat.
Yes.
Oh, how could I miss her every night, every matinee?
Oh, come in, Eve.
Margot, this is Eve Harrington.
How do you do, my dear?
Oh, brother.
Hello, Miss Channing.
My husband.
Hello, Miss Harrington.
How do you do, Mr. Richards?
And this is my dear friend and companion, Miss Bertie Coonan.
Oh, brother.
Miss Coonan?
Oh, brother, what?
When she gets like this, all of a sudden she's playing Hamlet's mother.
I'm sure you must have things to do in the bathroom, Bertie, dear.
If I haven't, I'll find something till you get normal.
Dear Bertie.
I was just telling Margot and Lloyd how often you've seen the play.
Yes. Every performance.
Well, then, am I safe in assuming that you like it?
I'd like anything Miss Channing played in.
Would you really? How sweet.
I doubt very much that you'd like her in The Hairy Ape.
Oh, please don't misunderstand me, Mr. Richards. I think that part of Miss Channing's greatness lies in her ability to pick the best plays. Your new play's for Miss Channing, isn't it?
Well, how'd you hear about it?
There was an item in Addison DeWitt's column. I liked the title. Footsteps on the Ceiling.
Oh. Let's get back to this one. Every performance, hmm? Why?
Yes, there are other plays.
Not with you in them. Not by Mr. Richards.
But you must have friends, a home, family.
No.
Tell us about it, Eve.
If I only knew how.
Try.
Well, it started with the play before this one.
Remembrance? Did you see it here in New York?
San Francisco. I went one night, the most important night of my life until now. I found myself going the next night, and the next, and the next. Then, when the show went east, I went east.
Eve, why don't you start at the beginning?
Oh, I couldn't possibly interest you.
Oh, please.
Well, I guess it started back home. Wisconsin, that is. There was just Mom and Dad and me. Farmers were poor in those days. So I quit school, became a secretary in a brewery. It wasn't much fun, but it helped at home. There was a little theater group there, like a drop of rain on the desert. That's where I met Eddie. We played Lilium 3 times. I was awful. Then the war came and we got married. Eddie was in the Air Force. They sent him to the South Pacific. You were with the OWI, weren't you, Mr. Richards?
And how did you know that?
I looked you up in Who's Who. Then came a letter from Eddie. He had a leave coming up. And I went to San Francisco to meet him. Eddie wasn't there. They forwarded the telegram, the one from Washington, to say that Eddie wasn't coming at all. Eddie was dead. I decided to stay in San Francisco. I found a job and his insurance helped. And there were theaters in San Francisco. And then one night, Margot Channing came to play in Remembrance. And, well, here I am.
What a story. Everything but the bloodhound snapping at her rear end.
Bertie, there are some human experiences that do not take place in a vaudeville house, and that even an ex-fifth-rate vaudevillian should understand and respect. I want to apologize for Bertie.
Sorry, it's just my way of talking.
Well, you didn't hurt my feelings, Miss Coonan.
Call me Bertie. Oh, hiya, Mr. Sampson.
Hi, Bertie. For your information, Margot, my plane takes off in 47 minutes, and how do I find you? Not ready yet and looking like a junkyard.
Thank you so much.
Does my career mean nothing to you? Have you no human consideration?
Show me a human, and I might have.
Oh, Bill.
The airlines have clocks, even if you haven't. I start shooting a week from Monday.
Bill.
I'm a junkyard.
Bill, this is...